Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Apparently, not apparently. I know it to be true. I don't know why I would say apparently. E-40 did one of those Tiny Desk concerts where, you know, they have like live musicians with you and stuff like that.
Right.
He did this song. He did a lot of the other hits as well. Awesome.
Oh, okay.
Just, I mean, if you like E-40.
I like E-40. I don't love him, but I like him. Because I was getting just a kick out of here.
He's very unique.
Yeah, it was a crazy sport.
One of one.
Like, music weekend, I did sit down, or I was sitting down a lot, sitting down and sleeping. My mama said, boy, you might got somebody pregnant. That was her line when I was young. Were you sleeping all the time? So I called my wife and said, you all right, right?
Why would, I don't understand the correlation.
Old people, man.
Old wives still?
Old wives still.
Okay.
Boy, you sleeping all the time, you might got somebody pregnant. But
okay.
But yeah. New one. So I did. I got a chance to listen to some of the Carter Six. Not my favorite, but it's not as. No, it's not really good. And
it's okay. You know what I mean? Like,
well, it's Wayne. So you expecting that? Fire.
Well, yeah, but I think
no,
you know.
Right.
You know, it happens. You know, everybody has a prime, and then. You know, you kind of aren't in your prime anymore.
Yeah.
It happens.
But
I thought somebody, I don't remember, Bomani Jones or somebody on Twitter made a good point. It was like, how many things that have six installments
is good.
Are still good on the sixth
that's
one?
That's true.
You know, a movie has a good first one and then they make a sequel.
Fast and Furious is really good.
Is it still good on six?
Yeah.
All the way through?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's one example, right? Most things that have a sixth aren't good.
Yeah.
And I guess I didn't listen to it, but apparently the Carter is amongst them.
Yeah, it's not. It ain't him.
But you know what, though? Carter 2 still happened.
Yeah, it did.
And you can go right back and listen to it.
Yeah.
It's right there, same available on the same streaming platform. You don't have to listen to it.
No, but I just, I just felt a little like, let me listen to it. I know that the reviews are coming back from other people. Let me see how I like it.
Yeah, and you didn't.
No, not really.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
It's all right.
I know. And I just, you know, just such a Lil Wayne. Band,
me too.
Like
me
that,
too.
So.
Me too. But the great days still happened.
Yes,
you know.
Yes. Lollipop is still.
That's the only.
It still get the crowd going with it.
Oh yeah. No, there's a million of them.
Yes.
Like he went on a run that almost nobody's ever gone on before, and it was like every week something new came out. Like it was such a. We were so spoiled by Lil Wayne for a while. Like that's the only upside to the fact that like sometimes your favorite band just stops making music, and it sucks because you want to see them make music still and play, but. At least they don't suck, you know? Because sometimes bands keep making music and it's like nobody wanted to hear
no,
that.
No, exactly.
You didn't need to keep doing that.
Like, play the hits, damn it!
As much as I would love Outkast to make music still, like at least they never made anything that wasn't good.
Right.
You know?
Right.
They're just like, all right, we're not going to really do that anymore. Idlewild's fine. It's fine. It's not as good as the other ones, but it still has some hits on it.
No, it does.
Some good songs on it.
I love Outkast. Okay, I love this.
It's not a great album, but it's a good album.
It's a horrible album.
It's not a horrible album. It's not horrible.
Is this how it's going to be with Michael Penix?
Yeah. But if Penix's worst game is Idlewild, you can still win that game. You're just comparing it to the standard of ATLians. That's what it is. Dude, the song Morris Brown is great. Hollywood Divorce is great. There's some great. It's a weird concept album, man. Like, concept albums sometimes don't work. But there's still some bangers on there, all right?
All right, man.
If that was anybody else, we'd be like, oh, it's a pretty decent album, but it's Outkast. So like, and the one before that went like quadruple diamond or something like that. You know what I mean? So
I got
the standard was way up there. Okay. Dude, if Michael Penix's worst game next year is Idlewild Outkast level,
right,
the Falcons can still win that game 17-13.
Okay.
The defense is going to have a great day.
Exactly.
That day.
It can't be on him now. They got to get some turnovers, some sacks, and everything else.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah,
maybe,
yeah.
Hey, and maybe even score on defense.
Sure.
Maybe score on defense and a special team.
I don't even know. No. See? Idlewild wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad.
Oh my God! It's not even. I wasn't even gonna go there. I wasn't even gonna bring it to the movie.
The movie was okay.
God,
the movie was okay.
Oh boy, that's like it's hard for me to think there's any movie worse than Wild Wild West.
Ooh, Wild Wild West was awful.
It was awful.
Awful. Boy, was it bad.
It was a bad movie.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's okay. We're good. Nobody's perfect, all right? Nobody can be great forever. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. Kick off the noon hour. Hey, the 11 o'clock hour was brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. NFL no huddle brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. The Aaron Rodgers contract deals have come out. 1 year. $13.6 million with a $10 million guaranteed. There's incentives that could take it up all the way to 20. That's a little bit less than we thought.
Yeah,
it was
I thought it was going to be at least. I mean, I was saying 30, but I was like at least 20. Now it is 21, almost 20 with incentives and everything like that. But I mean, 1 year, $10 million for a quarterback his age. Because all he got to do is not stink. Like last year, he threw 28 touchdowns, almost 4,000 yards. That would have won in Pittsburgh with everything around.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But yeah, all he got to do, and I'm still waiting. I'm pretty sure Vegas has the odds or something out there for the first time him and Arthur Smith don't get along.
Sure.
All right? It's going to be, I'm saying week three.
That sounds reasonable.
I'm saying week three.
That sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
I do think, though, like sometimes with these, because we've seen these before. Veteran quarterback 1 year, or even maybe not even veteran, like bridge quarterback 1 year contract. This is different than that to me, though. Like, there's never going to be a time this season where it's acceptable to be like, well, they're only paying him $13 million.
Right.
No, like, this is the Steelers.
Yes.
20 years in to Tomlin.
Yes.
Hadn't won a playoff game in almost a decade.
Yes.
With that guy who brings in more than just veteran quarterback with him.
Yes.
Like, there's never, if he's not playing well and if he's acting like Aaron Rodgers, there's no get out of jail free card. Well, we only paid him 13. No,
but
that doesn't count.
That
with
goes
this.
Back to the uno nuno that Mike Tomlin is the face of that franchise. It's not going to be Rodgers' way. It's going to be Mike T's way. Now we know this. There have been issues with players on the Steelers that Mike T has covered up or whatever, and all of them seem to be damn wide receivers.
As soon as they leave,
yeah,
then we find out.
Yeah, then you find out. So I do think. Aaron Rodgers respects the hell out of Mike T.
Yeah.
I do believe that.
I hope so.
And I do think that that's going to be the reason why this may work, because Aaron's respect for Mike T. Not because of Arthur Smith, because of DK Metcalf. Right. I think it works because of that.
The problem is if it doesn't, like, I mean, obviously Aaron Rodgers is done. That's fine. He's, you know, his career is a success no matter what happens this year. But, like, how much other stuff happens in Pittsburgh if this doesn't go
It's
well?
Always hard to say because Mike T in – no, because of what the Steelers do as far as coaching.
And he just signed a new contract.
Yes, but you remember how long it took.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so
I do.
But I do. I think if this don't work, I think Mike T – because this is Mike T driven right here. This is Tomlin driven decision. I just couldn't put all my eggs in Aaron Rodgers.
No, me either. I can't believe this is where they've gotten to.
Yes.
As good of a franchise as that is. And this is what quarterback purgatory will do to you, man.
Like, I'm sure will.
Talked about it for years at the end of Matt Ryan. Like, when it was declining, it was still better than what it's been. Now, hopefully Penix sort of drags us out of that, but it's, I mean, there's nothing worse than not having your guy. Mm-hmm. This is where you end up. Hey, sounds like Nick Chubb is going to sign a 1-year contract with the Texans.
Good for him, man. You know how I feel about Nick Chubb and that injury. I mean, just to have two devastating lower leg injuries that he's had, man. For him to just keep working and keep competing. And he's going to help Houston. He's going to help him.
Yeah.
And everything
just,
like
look,
that.
If he stays healthy, he's awesome.
Yes. That's flat the out. Biggest thing. Is that what is, I mean, but you lose stuff when you have those leg injuries.
That's true.
And so just hopefully there's nothing that's going to hold him back. But yeah, I love to see it. This whole James Cook thing, he's like, he has disconnected himself. He been put his house on the market, you know, up there in Buffalo. He's like, you know, because he wants a new deal. Saquon got a new deal. He's not going to get that. Mm-mm. Derrick Henry got a new deal. Probably won't get that.
No.
But he should get somewhere underneath it.
I would think.
But it seems like, he's puts out for sale.
Yeah, but this is sort of where we did this, I think, last week about, like, you take it off the market if he gets the contract. Or maybe he just didn't like the house. Maybe he wants a new one.
Maybe. That could be it.
Maybe it's haunted. You never know. this is we talked about, like, is Saquon saving the running back market? No.
No.
Saquon's Saquon.
Yes.
Derrick Henry's Derrick Henry.
Yes.
There's other guys that might be outliers.
Yes.
But the running back market is the running back market.
Because if this guy that wears number 7 here in Atlanta has another year like he had last year.
Yeah, he's going to get paid.
He's going to get paid like them.
Yeah, he's going to get paid like them.
Yeah.
And I hope that that's what happens because that would mean he had a year like them this coming season.
Yes.
Which would mean good things for the Falcons. Jaire Alexander is available.
Yeah,
him and the Packers couldn't come. Now, I know the Packers were trying to trade him, but they couldn't find a trade partner, they released him.
That relationship's been rocky for a while, and Jaire is outspoken. You remember the damn Carolina Panthers thing?
Yeah,
yeah, and all that other stuff. I still can't explain it. But he's available.
Good player.
Good player, still playing at a high level when he's available.
That's the biggest thing,
when he's available. But he's gonna. You know, that's another cornerback on the market. Jalen Ramsey technically isn't on the market, but it's been reported yesterday he's not going to show up this week to mandatory minicamp in Miami as they continue to find somewhere where they can trade him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at me like that. Yeah.
What?
You look at me like, would you want Jalen Ramsey here?
Oh, of course.
Oh, okay.
No, we talked about that.
Okay.
And I would want Jaire Alexander here, too. Yeah. It's going to cost $15 million.
Yeah,
I don't know that the Falcons have that.
He wants his money.
Yeah, like that was why the trade didn't happen.
Yes.
Because they had, from what I read, they had a trade partner interested in him, but
we were like, no.
They didn't want to pay all of it.
My money.
He didn't want to renegotiate. So if he's going to sign somewhere, and maybe it changes as the offseason goes on, you know, the season gets closer. No one's going to pay you $17 million. Maybe you take less than that once the season gets closer. But
it's a possibility.
Yeah, look, if Falcons can make it work, I'll take either one of those guys.
Right. Yeah.
It's better than what they have right now on the other side of AJ Terrell.
Yeah. What else they got? What else happened in the NFL world this week?
Not much.
Not much, really.
OTAs. Minicamp starts today.
Minicamp starts today. Is it today?
Well, according to Google, it is.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, everybody's in now. Looks like it's probably going to be an indoor practice because of the rain that's coming down right now. But I know we were having fun. We talking to Big Mike Johnson was in here. And I was like, Mike, what are you talking about? Mike talking about, we didn't wear pads in minicamp. It's like, I wish they would try to put somebody in pads in minicamp. But the minicamp is a longer OTA practice, usually adds another period.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, and because of how soft football is, we used to have double days. We used to have a double day. We'd have one practice, a
for
double
minicamp.
Day.
For minicamp?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, yeah, so we would have a regular practice, a double day, and then one more practice. And that was how minicamp used to go. Now it's like you have walkthroughs. And it's called a minicamp. So you got to report to do a walkthrough, basically what they do now.
Kind of the stories are this. I mean, Joe Patrick told us what last year was, year one of minicamp with Raheem.
Mm-hmm.
Families come around and
this
hang
is
out.
Cool.
Yeah, it's check
this
in.
Is
here's my kids. Oh, there's your kids.
Yes.
Awesome. You want to go run some sprints? Great. The other thing is, will Kirk Cousins show up?
Yes.
I think yes.
I think yes, too.
I think he will.
Unless he is excused. I think that's the only way he's not there. I don't think he just don't show up.
Right.
Yeah, I think if this is a mutual thing between him and Ra in the front office, I don't understand why they would allow that.
Right.
Your ass is under contract. And right now, it don't like you going
if we're
nowhere.
Comfortable with you being the backup quarterback,
then you're going to be the backup quarterback.
Come on into mandatory minicamp where backup quarterbacks.
You're going to be the backup quarterback.
Hang out.
Yeah.
You got kids, bring them.
Yeah.
Like Joe said.
I'm just thinking, like, they're comfortable. I would have never, as soon as the Falcons finished blowing that last game in the season, would have predicted that Kirk Cousins would still be on the damn roster.
No.
There's no way I would have thought that.
Nor would I.
Nor after the Super Bowl.
Nope.
There's no way.
Draft.
No way.
Nope. And yet,
yep.
Here we are. June 9th. Kirk Cousins still a Falcon. I think it's less of a story if he shows up. Shows up, mandatory minicamp, whatever. He's
right.
He's on the team.
Right.
After that, doesn't show up, but they excuse it. They get out in front of it. Kirk, would, I mean, it would be whatever, but Kirk is excused to not be here.
Right.
Worst case is he doesn't show up, and it starts to get ugly.
Yeah, that's going to be the one, because the – but he doesn't seem like
a holding out backup quarterback.
Yeah, man.
He wants
He wants to start. It ain't no jobs out there.
No.
He wants to start. No jobs.
Aaron took the last one.
And then he has a no-trade clause, which still – I would never understand how Kirk Cousins got a damn no-trade clause from anybody.
Me.
Tom Brady didn't have a damn no-trade clause.
Tom Brady's pretty good.
They're not to trade him.
Tom Brady's pretty good. Hey, a bunch of stuff happened over the weekend in college football. The House settlement finally came down. I've read 7 articles on it, so I'm going to do my best. I don't know. Do you know?
Hell no.
Okay, we're going to try, though.
They got to buy this to the yeah.
We're going to do our best to help. We're going to talk about the law. Legal stuff coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Eh, what was this from? What was this, Spo? Batman, that's what it was. When Jack Nicholas was
Man.
Yeah.
Back do they still do like feature songs on soundtracks
I'm pretty
for
sure.
blockbuster movies?
I'm
do
sure.
they still do that?
I'm sure.
There are songs.
Because that used to be but such not a like, huge
like, not
thing.
Like it used to be though.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, so this was a whole album. The whole album was done by Prince.
Right.
The whole soundtrack.
Right.
But I remember like, the song.
Amy Lee and Halsey just did a song for the ballerina John Wick movie. So there are songs.
Okay.
They don't do albums that are just banging like this, though.
Whether like the American Gangster, the Denzel Washington movie, that whole soundtrack was awesome.
I guess
Black Panther was a whole sound. Okay, so they still do that. Okay, all right.
Yes.
All right, Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. Some college football news and notes, and here's our promise,
okay?
As soon as this gets too boring for either one of us to continue doing, there's a really good A.J. McCarron story on Saban, Kiffin,
and
Pruitt that we'll get to.
I heard it yesterday. It's pretty damn funny.
Okay, so that's our safety net.
It's pretty damn funny.
That's our safety net. As soon as all of this talk about the NCAA versus House settlement and what it means going forward, or at least what we think it might mean going forward, gets too boring, we'll go to that story.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
You tell me or whatever, Boken, or we'll just know. We'll know. Anyway, over the weekend, they approved the House settlement. Schools can start directly paying athletes starting on July 1st.
Yes.
So the 1st of next month, schools can start sharing the revenue that they make from college sports with the college athletes.
Yes.
So they're pros now.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess they're not employees still.
No, because it's going to be collectively bargained.
Yeah.
It's kind of collectively
bargained. Kind of. Yeah. That part of it is still a little bit murky. But yeah, I mean, look, that's the deal. They're going to get paid out of the money that they make for the school. That's what an employee
is. Okay, that is true. Now,
to me.
And it caps out about at 20.
Yeah, there's a cap on it.
Million dollars.
Yep.
And now they said that basically what they're saying is like the percentage, because that's $20 million for everybody.
All sports.
It's not for football and everything. But if you're a power conference football team, you can get up to $15 million of the $27 million.
Right.
So basically you get it all anyways.
Probably.
Yes. And then
unless you're like Kentucky or something, and then you have to fight over it.
Then it's like we said, more like Kentucky, Connecticut, it'll go the other opposite way. Maybe football and basketball at Kentucky will be.
Right.
See, you remember when Cal and old boy and Coach Stoops got into it a little bit over something like this.
Yeah,
so.
Stoops thought he won the battle. Yeah. I think Cal might have won the war.
Yeah, so
that'll be interesting
at
Arkansas.
Yes.
Because obviously they got more money than they know what to do with.
Right.
I heard during the college baseball World Series some numbers that the Arkansas baseball team had $9 million in NIL.
So you said something about
that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You're throwing that type of money around in baseball. Obviously, their basketball team, Cal's been able to rally a ton of support. I still don't feel like the money is there in football. Obviously, there is some, but you don't hear about them playing in the same ballpark as like Ohio State or other schools where they should be able to with the Walmart money and the chicken money and all that stuff that they have down there in Arkansas.
Okay, this is a funny one right here. It says, the Big Ten and SEC have confirmed that they will pay out about $20-plus million in revenue each season. Mm-hmm. The ACC notably required school to rev share of $10 million with their athletes for the next 3 years.
Yeah.
So my only thing with this is, because there's kids right now that have deals with NIL. Now,
yes.
They're with the private NIL companies or whatever you want to call it, but it's still pay for play, whatever. How does that affect this money?
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with the revenue sharing money.
Right.
But there is now, so the guy that's sort of they've made a new thing. They've made a new commission.
Yes.
Which is always good when there's more.
Fact-finding commission.
More oversight. College Sports Commission. That's going to be the enforcement organization, almost like a clearinghouse, sort of.
Right.
And that's going to be headed up. The CEO of that is going to be a guy named Brian Seely.
Who?
No one's ever heard of Brian Seely unless you pay very close attention to enforcement of penalties in Major League Baseball. And even if you do pay close attention to enforcement of penalties in Major League Baseball, you probably still never heard of Brian Seely. Brian Seely's number one resume item, like the number one like pelt on his wall from his time enforcing regulations in Major League Baseball, was banning John Caparella for 5 years and levying all the sanctions against the Braves for their international scouting.
Yes.
So
that's what he did.
Yeah. So
that's what he did.
So that guy's getting paid millions of dollars now for
this guy.
For all that. And he did other stuff too, obviously, enforcing rules against teams in Major League Baseball. But that was the number one thing that was listed when they talked about his accomplishments in Major League Baseball. But the other that he's going to be in charge of too, the NIL clearinghouse. Like you now have to prove that the money you're getting from an NIL deal is market value.
Yes.
How are they going to do that?
Right there, based on actual endorsements. So it says right here, the new agreement will allow players to sign outside contracts. However, a new wrinkle requires the NIL contracts to be sent through the clearinghouse that, like you said, is run by him to ensure fair market value. Meaning what? They don't want you.
Couple Instagram posts and get $1 million.
Yes. And so there is going to be the problem, in my opinion, right there with the outside money. Now, I was hearing other things where teams may have to cut down how many players are on scholarship. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about like cutting them from the football team. So there's more kids in the damn portal, ain't got nowhere to go because obviously they want to go somewhere. Other teams are going to look at it like, hey, he's better than you, so we're going to get you up out of here. So that's going to be another tricky situation of it. But all right.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how I went.
Kind of where it
when
was
I saw
going.
It, when I saw it this weekend, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
To me, though, this is one of those things of like, now that it's happened, we all knew it was going to happen. It was just a matter of time. And because it's been talked about for so long over the last couple of years, it's not surprising. But if you can somehow remember where your college football mind was 10 years ago,
yes,
this would blow it.
Yes.
Like, this would blow your mind 10 years ago that there's going to be $20 million that every athletic department in the SEC and the Big Ten, and obviously other conferences have a little bit less, like you said, they can revenue share with their players.
Yes.
That would have blown our minds 10 years ago. We never would have believed it.
No.
Like, hell no, they're not going to do that.
Hell no, they're not playing.
Yeah,
they're
right.
not going to play
That's
these
never going to happen. And here we are. So I guess it's just a reminder of anything that you think, never say never in college football or sports in general, but especially college football right now, as things are changing rapidly.
And they're changing like, bam. Like, this was, I thought this right here would at least – went into effect next year.
Nope.
July.
And the NIL thing, like the new NIL, like any new NIL deal signed starting Wednesday
yes.
has to go through.
Yes.
So there's going to be a mad dash to get some stuff done today and tomorrow.
Yep. Let me hurry up and get this. Hey, you remember that we were talking about that? Yes. Because if not, that, and that's going to be the part right there that's going to piss off a lot of kids,
yep.
a lot of parents. Mm-hmm. That little clearinghouse thing, especially with a guy who – has the integrity of a gentleman like this.
Isn't this just going to bring back the bag man? Like, if they have to have everything on the up and up?
Ding, 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 ding.
Aren't they just going to start doing stuff under the table again?
Exactly what we're going to start doing.
Like, all right, so
that's exactly
we did all this doing. Just to get the – because remember, there was like the death of the bag man a couple years ago with the NIL.
They'll never die.
They never die.
No.
They'll never die. They'll come back. They've just been waiting. They've been collecting more, and now they're just going to hand out more bags. Speaking of guys that were handing out bags, now we can transition to this story. Isn't that what Pruitt got in trouble for
yes.
at Tennessee?
McDonald's.
Just giving thousands of dollars to players in McDonald's bags.
McDonald's bags. Yeah. My McDonald's bag.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Here's AJ McCarron telling a hilarious story about his recruitment when he was deciding what college to go to.
Pruitt comes down and he's sitting in front of the house. One morning I get a bang on my window and I open up the blinds and it's Lane and Lance are laying down and I look behind them and it's the whole offensive coaching staff for Tennessee. 30 minutes, hour later after they had left, Coach Saban calls me. And I said, I just had a full-on interview and meeting with the whole Tennessee staff. He said, I told Pruitt's ass to get down there and watch your house. He calls it. Pruitt,
house.
What are you doing? Nothing, Coach. I'm sitting in front of AJ's house. Like you told me. He said, no, the hell you're not. Tennessee just left. And he's like, no, Coach, they haven't. Nobody's left the house. Nobody's even showed up to the house. So he gets out. He's like, let me go check. Knocks on the door. Little old lady down the street from me answers. Like, he's like, is AJ here? And she's like, AJ doesn't live here. He lives six houses down that way.
I'm just telling you, man.
Jeremy Pruitt was staking out the wrong house.
Staking out the wrong damn house, which is unbelievable, the fact that.
But based on all the things we know about Jeremy Pruitt now,
yes.
It's not unbelievable.
It's not unbelievable.
It actually sounds pretty
Jeremy
believable.
Jeremy Pruitt can sit outside of a house, because there was multiple days that he sat outside this man's house, and you were at the wrong freaking house the whole time. Now, I didn't
Can
know,
you imagine what Saban.
Like, I didn't know AJ had that kind of.
Yeah, neither did I.
Yeah, I didn't know he was sought after.
He was like that. Lane Kiffin was knocking on his bedroom window.
Yes, and that's one of the weirdest things ever.
That's weird
that a grown ass man would. But that was old Lane. That was
Tennessee.
That was Tennessee Lane, and Tennessee Lane almost cost him everything.
Yeah, now Lane just sends the bag man to your house.
Yes, exactly, man. But yeah,
he transferred to Ole Miss.
I bet Nick cussed him smooth out.
I can't even imagine.
I can't. But he got him.
They got him. They got him to Alabama, and they won some national championships with him, so it all worked out.
Yeah.
But incompetence is the thing that makes Nick Saban more mad than anything.
Yes.
And that is incompetence at its finest.
Yes. You're supposed to be keeping an eye on our prize recruit, and you get that. But my thing, this is the only thing I had about this story was this. What the hell was Jeremy Pruitt going to do if he saw Lane Kiffin him showing up?
Fight him.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Was he going to fight? Was he going to be like, no, he's ours?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great question.
Yeah.
That was my only
question about the whole thing was like.
Tackled him down.
Well, what were you going to do if, like, Jeremy Pruitt, you're sitting outside of AJ's house and you see Lane come up? What were you going to do?
I don't know.
He's mine.
Kick him in the knee.
Yeah, that's the only part.
Spit some tobacco juice on him.
That's the only part that I was. Whatever.
One more note on some of the rules that have changed as far as the money being passed around in college football. EA Sports says they're going to pay schools
yes.
the college football game based on game usage. So if you buy the game and play it with your favorite school as much as possible,
mm-hmm.
You're going to make your school money by doing that.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't play the game. And
You don't need to. Yeah, everyone else is.
Yeah, man.
So if you're out there playing the game and you're LSU, Bo, you're actively contributing to the LSU football program.
So now, fans, I wonder how much money that – what kind of percentage that breaks down into.
Enough for you to get mad on Twitter after they lose and like, I played video games all week to support this program.
Ooh, I can say that I help pay their salaries?
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Right now, exactly. Now you have claim to – the outcomes of the games. Yeah, yeah.
That guy.
You can say that you're...
I'm paying your salary.
You can say that.
Don't.
Yeah, you can, because you're playing the video game.
You don't. You pay for that for that steak, maybe.
Just as much right to make that statement as any season ticket holder.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or any
sweet
revenue, anything. Like, you're just as much a part of it. Okay. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is right there.
Ooh. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Monday afternoon, 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. See if we have anything new to say about the Braves.
Yeah.
We started talking about
it. I got something.
I got something.
Hold on. One second. Braves, it just came up that Nacho Alvarez Jr. is beginning his rehab to sign it with the FCL Braves.
Great.
Way to go. Nacho!
That's pretty good news.
Yeah. Yeah. So Nacho is starting. Maybe he'll be able to come back and play for the Braves at some point in the next month or so. I don't know how long. So that'll be good.
Oh, yeah.
Shortstop.
He's a shortstop.
Braves have been probably the worst.
He is their top prospect, right, at the shortstop position, right?
Mm-hmm. He's one of the top prospects in the organization, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Remember I was excited like everybody else.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Nacho.
I think we just like saying Nacho. Though.
I think that too.
Like, if his name
he was kind of brought up in an emergency capacity last year after Ozzie gets injured
right.
to come play second base.
That's right.
There's no way he doesn't have more pop than Nick Allen.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. It was just like the Braves shortstop position has been one of the worst in baseball for a couple of years now.
Right.
So, I mean, give it a shot, you know what I mean? That I would be totally fine with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you can get your young guys up, because Drake Baldwin obviously is mm-hmm. one of the top prospects in the organization, playing well at catcher. If he can come in and give this team anything, especially anything better than the two guys that are playing it now,
uh-huh.
that'd be a plus.
Sure, we'll take it.
We'll take it. Any pitchers up there? There's some good pictures too.
Yeah, Hurston Waldrop's good.
Oh, why do I keep forgetting these wanksters? Well, I remember Thurston, right?
I wouldn't say he's a wankster. I haven't been up yet.
I thought he came up very briefly last year.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought. Okay.
But
okay.
The pictures
and
are
that,
good.
That was more of a spot. So I got another one. Well, I can tell you about him right now if you want.
You just
want
to do the back page?
We could.
It's time.
Let's do it.
Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers Elobo.
So Braves 2024 first-round draft pick finally makes his single-A debut. He's been down in the FCL as well, recovering from a Tommy John surgery that he had, which is one of the reasons why, you know, the Braves were waffling or they say maybe he was not supposed to be a first-round draft pick.
Okay.
So with the Augusta Green Jackets, his first single-A outing of his career, strikes out 8 across 5 innings of 1-hit, 1-run ball. So,
nice.
Hey, the future could be bright.
Nice.
As far as the pitching staff goes.
Baseball and these damn levels of
at this point, with Waldrop still throws high 90s, and he's not having the best minor league career, which is why we haven't heard much from him anymore. I mean, look, can he come up and throw, you know,
gas.
An eighth inning of 99 miles an hour? Let's do that.
Because we're trying to
just try that out.
We're trying to figure this out. Well, we were talking about it, not figured out. Was what makes a closer? You know what I mean? Like, when are you designated as just a closer? Is it more? I mean, because I was like, we were asking different questions. You said Mariano Rivera.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the guy.
It just depends on the guy. But like, Rose Chapman, okay, he's got to be a damn closer. Yeah. You know, he can't throw that gas for 6 or 7 innings. But for one, maybe like that. So when do you dictate who is going to be the closer? Because the Braves need one.
Yeah.
Bad.
And an eighth inning guy. Maybe a seventh inning guy, too.
Yeah, maybe a setup guy, yeah. They need all those guys.
Yep. They need all kind of guys.
Yeah.
The Braves need all kind of guys.
Yeah, their bullpen's awful. Just awful. It was like coming into the year, even on paper, it was like, I don't know. Hopefully it all works out. Pretty much everything's gone wrong.
So. Everybody has like the best season of their career. They might have a good bullpen.
If everyone plays perfect, then the bullpen might be good. But that's not the way things work usually.
Yeah.
And that's not the way that it's gone.
So speaking of careers in college and NIL, so Texas Tech gets it done Friday night. Najee Kanade goes into Women's College World Series championship game. The each team had split. Gives up 5 runs in the first inning and gets yanked. Now, that was to no avail because the pitcher that got put in after Najee Kanade also gave up 5 runs.
Yeah.
Texas would go on the coast from there. They would beat Texas Tech in the championship game 10-4. So the 4-year winning streak by Oklahoma was squashed, you know, about a couple weeks ago when they were eliminated in the regionals. Now we have a new women's softball team sent across the or top the mountain, University of Texas. Now, Najee Kanade, speaking of NIL, was just granted another $1 million deal to return back to Texas Tech. I was thinking maybe spread that out, get another pitcher. I'm sure they will.
I ain't gonna be not gonna get him at me.
There you go. So that's going to be over $2 million thus far for Najee Kanade.
I mean, they made it to
and
the
now,
World Series.
Good for her.
Now that each school is going to get $20 million extra-ish outside of NIL to distribute to different organizations.
But so say you're Texas, right? 15 of that's going to football.
Sure.
3 of that's going to basketball. 2 of it's going across the board to everybody else. But NIL money, obviously, clearly – she earned $1.2 million in NIL money.
That was just
NIL money. So, yeah, I do think probably college softball NIL money is going to be, you know, there's going to be 5 or 6 programs that do it Texas Tech did.
Yeah.
So they showed, you know, Patrick Mahomes in the building a lot during this, and he's a huge Texas Tech softball fan. His wife bought a women's soccer team, and, you know, Pat has a baseball background, actually even got drafted, if I'm not mistaken. How much of that original $1.2 million you think Pat stroked a check for?
Good question.
I would be willing to go as far as $1 million.
He didn't. I thought the former football player did it.
Was there something listed of somebody's coming out writing one check? It might have been.
Yeah, I thought it was that. Okay, I can.
Oh, that dude that was on the commission with Saban.
Yeah, the dude that was on the commission with Saban. He's a Texas Tech dude. He's a former player and he's a billionaire. I thought it was him that was cutting them checks.
That's a good.
It might have been.
Oh yeah, I thought he was him.
So this is what I'm calling up all my boosters.
I don't think Pat giving them that.
Both good.
You don't think? Oh, I think he definitely gave him some. Now I know that he did. You know, he is sponsored by Adidas. Because of him, Adidas also sponsors Texas Tech softball and probably a lot of their other programs.
Yeah.
So he did that.
He
but
He could, but he, like I said, he got his hands in so much stuff. So it's a possibility. It's a tax write-off anyways.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, it is. Donating to a school, yeah.
Yeah, it's a write-off.
Is that, yeah, that counts. Yeah, there you go. Come on. Boosters of other schools, open up those checkbooks.
They have been.
Yeah, good point. Open up those checkbooks for softball.
There you go.
I got a kid that's going to be there in like 7 years.
There you go. This is where it's all leading. I get
it. Yes, of course it is.
I get it.
Over to the Men's College World Series. We have one now with the exception of one spot. So Arizona, Louisville, Arkansas, UCLA, Oregon State, Coastal Carolina, who took out Auburn.
Nice.
Oh, and LSU have all advanced to the Men's College World Series. The eighth spot is up for grabs tonight as Duke will take on Murray State.
Go Racers.
So
that's their mascot.
Of Murray State?
Racers, yeah.
Going to get to some more mascots here in a minute. So
never do that.
This is kind of crazy to me. Former UGA wide receiver Chris Conley.
Yeah.
After 10 years in the NFL, I didn't realize Chris Conley had been in the NFL for 10 years.
I didn't either.
That's kind of crazy.
Good for him.
So Chris Conley deciding to retire from the NFL after 10 years. He wanted to make sure that he got to that 10th year. Retiring from NFL, going to return to UGA to go to film school. I am very excited about this because if y'all remember when Chris Conley was in school, he's a huge Star Wars fan.
Yes.
And he had a couple Star Wars short films that he made himself go viral on the internet and get a lot of acclaim. So now he's going to go back to film school and pursue his dream of being a filmmaker. I'm just super excited to see any Star Wars content that Chris Conley puts out. Hopefully he ends up directing a movie one day. I just think this is very cool. Go get your money in part two of your life, Chris Conley. It's an awesome story.
That's something I didn't know.
I didn't know nothing about that. All that right
and
there.
And now
I know he's.
I hope that happens.
But yeah, I didn't realize he played 10 years. But good for him, man. Good. Damn good for him. But yeah, good luck, you know. And all that in Star Wars and May the Force. And
good area to be in, right? All the stuff gets filmed here in Georgia.
Oh, yeah. No, I think so he's going to kill it as a filmmaker. Just from the amateur stuff that he's done. Like, he did a lot of his filming of his short films on UGA's campus. I mean, you can't tell because he uses, like, some special effects. He's pretty good. You could probably find his stuff on YouTube.
All right.
So, Derrick Henry, I may have told you all about this one, or you may have read about it last week, but now there's a follow-up. I just don't remember how far back down on the back page it was. So, Derrick Henry goes on to Dan Patrick's show last week. It's somehow, I guess, Dan just asked him who his favorite actor is. Derrick Henry's favorite actor is Adam Sandler. Dan Patrick asked Derrick Henry, what would it take, you know, what would you be willing to do to appear in an Adam Sandler movie? Well, Derrick Henry says on the Dan Patrick Show, I'll rush for 2,000 yards, which he just did last season. If he does that this year, he'd be the first player ever to rush for 2,000 yards in two consecutive seasons.
Correct.
Well, Adam Sandler sends a video message to Derrick Henry over the weekend. And here it goes.
Yo, Derek, I just woke up. You know that. That's why I look disgusting, on top of the fact that I am disgusting. But I love you. Congrats on everything, baby. 2,000 yards this year gets you not only in the movie, but we have a nice dinner together and talk about Dan Patrick's facial hair and how hard it is for him to grow it. I love you. Keep it up. This guy says hello. Apparently, he's itchy this morning. He's scratching himself on the wall.
What movie? Because
I guess whatever movie Adam Sandler will do in the future.
Whatever
I don't think
banger he's got coming out next.
Oh God! I'm like, what is he coming out with next?
Well, it's gonna be Happy Gilmore too.
Yeah. Right. That's what's right. Mm-hmm. That's
Let's just hope that you know
that's done being filmed.
With all of the cameos this movie has put behind it, if you've seen any of the trailers,
it's going to stink.
You think so?
Yes. Going to stink.
Most likely.
All right.
What's the last Adam Sandler movie that didn't?
The Diamonds one was good.
Which one was that? That's a little different because that's not like
a
goofy comedy.
We talked about this with Major League yesterday. He was already the underdog. He won.
He did.
All right, he beat Gat. It's not going to be funny. Like, that's like the same thing with just making – I think it's going to stink.
Oh, I'm sure it will. Yeah, I'm sure it will.
That he does play golf. He's on a golf course. He's got to be on the senior tour, you would think. Does he come out of retirement? What is he going to do?
What is he going to
do
exactly? Who is he going to beat? Was he going to save somebody?
Is he going to mentor like Rocky and have a young golfer that
Chubbs is dead?
Chubbs is gone.
But Chubbs was dead in the movie anyway.
But he's dead in real life.
Yeah, he's also dead in real life. I don't know what it's going to be.
I think it's going to stink. It's going to stink. Just like Major League 2.
Waits a video?
Yeah.
Major League 2 wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad, but it wasn't good.
It wasn't good. Major League 3 was really bad.
Oh, that was the worst one.
That was really bad. Yeah.
Back to the damn.
Well, that's when let's just put a whole new cast in there.
Yeah,
try to make a slapstick baseball movie and slap Major League's name on it and see
another
what we can
horrible
get.
Thing.
Yep. But you know what? Adam Sandler makes a ton of money when he does these.
Ain't mad at him.
This guy's like damn near a billionaire off all this stuff. So, and everybody loves him. So.
Yeah.
He's living it. He's living a good life.
So I'll mention NCAA 26. So there is another half to this $140 two-game package.
What?
It's like $139.99. You can get both Madden 26 and NCAA 26. They did the same thing last year. I bought it. I haven't decided on it this year yet if I'm going to buy both games yet.
Isn't last year still good?
Yeah. Ooh. And it's pretty much the same game engine. What you get is newer player rankings and new players that are just now coming in. Oh. Like all the players that just got drafted this year.
You can't get those. I thought you could update
rosters. Well, you can import drafts and import rosters that people have made, but not official EA rosters.
Okay. Yes.
So,
anybody want some from Yosemite?
No. The National Park?
Yeah.
No, thanks.
You sure?
I want to go.
Okay.
That's all I want.
All right. She asked me. She got me a hat. She said, Andy, or anybody want something?
That's awesome. Okay. That's so cool that they're there.
Yeah.
I mean, if they got shot glasses at Yosemite, see, I just have a hard time buying souvenirs from places I don't go to.
Yeah,
I do enjoy getting souvenirs, but, you know, I feel bad displaying them. Like, hey, take a shot of this glass.
I want to go there and get some stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. I know what you mean.
Yeah, I'm the so further from that. Yeah, so far from that. Yeah, get me some. That's what I always get me some. But, all right, she knows Daddy likes hats, so I got me a new hat to add to the collection.
Is it a park ranger hat?
Hell no.
Oh.
That'd be a whole lot cooler if it was.
Hell no, it wouldn't be.
Pretty cool if it was.
Hell no,
it
wouldn't
be. I got one logo on it.
Hell no. I know you do. Yeah. And they're made for you.
It doesn't fit. When I become a park ranger, they're going to have to special order
it probably. He sent me a picture of the park ranger and said, make sure you let Andy see this.
Yeah, that dude looked like he was having the time of his life.
But is she not a fan of his uniform or something? Like,
who?
Then she wanted Bunk to see it?
No, she just knows
I'm a fan
of park rangers.
She knows that he's a fan of park rangers. And she took the picture of the guy and she sent it to him and said, show Andy this picture.
Yeah, that guy's like, this is my dream job, but that's my second dream job. Like, that guy's living it, man. And that guy looked like...
Looked like he
was really enjoying
his day. What
kind of
park ranger do you want to be? You want to be like the park ranger that finds people that are... illegally hunting animals, or do you want to be like the park ranger that builds some stuff for animals?
I want to be, you know, like help preserve the parks and be like a guide. Do you need any?
You don't want to be busting people for not having a fishing license or something like that?
No, that's a game warden. I don't want to be that.
Okay. Yeah, I guess they do different things.
I just want to wear the hat. I look good in tan and green, so we'll come back and get to the big story of the day. Braves suck. That's the story. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.